This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. At least 11 people were killed today and scores wounded when a Palestinian suicide bomber blew himself up on a bus in Jerusalem during morning rush hour. The bus was crowded with students, and some of the victims were children. Police say the bomber was a 26-year-old from a village near the West Bank city of Bethlehem. Palestinian witnesses said hours after the attack, Israeli tanks re-entered Bethlehem, from which they had withdrawn in August. NPR's Linda Gradstein was at the scene of the bombing and filed this report.
The explosion blew out the windows of the green and white number 20 bus that had been traveling from the southern Jerusalem neighborhood of Kiryat Menachem to the center of town. A billboard on the side of the bus, a smiling rabbi urging voters to cast their ballots for the ultra-Orthodox Shas party, was smeared with blood. On the street around the bus, knapsacks, sandwiches, and colored pens from children who had been riding the bus to school. 13-year-old Chen Ben Hamo was on his way to the corner grocery when he heard the explosion. I saw bodies flying out the windows and a lot of blood, he said. All of the glass shattered, and then the ambulances came. His friend, Stav Biton, also 13, was supposed to be on that bus on his way to school, but he was running a few minutes late and missed it. At least one of his friends was on the bus and was injured. Stav says he's been worried about this kind of attack. Every time I get on the bus, I worry that a suicide bomber could get on, he said. I always look for a place to hide on the bus, like behind some seats, but it's nonsense. You can still get blown up, he said. Stav said he no longer wanted to ride the bus to school. The mood of many bystanders at the scene was angry. Several dozen youths chanted anti-Arab slogans egged on by activists from the outlawed extremist Kach movement. Today was the first attack in Jerusalem since a bomb at a cafeteria in Hebrew University killed 9 people, including 5 Americans, in late July. Jerusalem Mayor Ehud Olmert says there are attempted attacks in the city every day. He blames Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat for today's attack and says Arafat is trying to influence Israel's upcoming election.
Yasser Arafat wants to cover the political process, electoral process in Israel with blood. There is nothing which Yasser Arafat wants more than to be able to say that he was responsible for the downfall of Ariel Sharon.
Prime Minister Sharon next week faces former Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu in a primary for leadership of the Likud party. Netanyahu advocates an even harder line against the Palestinians and has accused Sharon of being too soft on terrorism. Whoever wins the primary will face newly elected Labor Party leader Amram Mitzna, who advocates an immediate return to negotiations with the Palestinians. Mitzna is well behind in the polls, and Israeli analysts say attacks like today's will further widen that gap. Palestinian Cabinet Minister Saeb Barakat condemned today's suicide bombing, but he also blamed Prime Minister Sharon for continued violence because of what he called Israel's total reoccupation of the West Bank. Linda Gradstein, NPR News, Kiryat Menachem, Jerusalem.